the Everest, the big race in Sydney. 15 mil it's worth. And we have a Central Victorian runner in it, Hort Bonheur. One of the owners is Peter Liston. He joins us this morning. Peter, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Now, 15 million, I mean, there's a lot of reasons for entering the horse, but there's also 600,000 reasons why it could be an expensive exercise, bearing in mind that's a nomination fee. So you obviously reckon she must have a chance.
Yeah, but we think she's got a really good chance. Yeah, the slot hold is 600,000, and together with our other partners in the horse, we, Chris Waller wanted to pick the horse, and we asked him, could we buy his slot? And he said we could. We negotiated that. And so, you know, it's just trying to say, if you don't believe in your own product, no one else is going to. So we thought we'll dip our toe in the deep end and buy the slot and hope that we finish in the first five, we get our money back. But no, we think she's a great chance. And, you know, if the dream did come true, it'd be unbelievable.
Absolutely. Well, it's the richest turf race in the world. So tell us the background to the horse, how long you've had it, and, interested to find out a little more about it.
Yeah, well, we obviously got three bridges thoroughbreds, and we've got a horse stud, and we're always buying mares, but this particular mare had a bit of a story to it. We got an agent from New Zealand, Paul Willits, and he helps us with all our bloodstock purchases. And we'd sort of penciled this mare in that she'd make 120,000 in the sale. So we went to the sale, and we normally all sit together with my son Toby and Paul, but I thought, well, it's going to make more than that. And I was sitting over the other side of the ring back in the old days when the English had their ring in Sydney. And now it gets to 120, and the next minute I see Toby and Paul keep bidding, and they end up buying the mare for 170,000, 50,000 over budget. So I wasn't very happy, and cracked it with them, and so I told them the other day, if she wins this, all's forgiven. She's a pretty, when she was born, my wife Pauline, she's, you know, very good horsewoman, and she just said this horse is special from the day it was born. And we actually had it entered in the sales to go to the Gold Coast yearling sales, and we've got our main client's from Western Australia, and we said to him, you know, he said, well, what if it's that good, why are we selling it? And we just said, because we've got to pay our bills. So we just negotiated with him. We had 40% of the filly, and he bought 30% off us at what we thought was a fair price. And we kept 10%. So, yeah, hopefully for all of us that she can do us proud tomorrow.
Yeah, and you'll be in Sydney for the race?
Unfortunately, we're a bit restricted, as you know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Victoria, but
oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, no, we would have loved to have been there. It's a very big week up there. We've got a friend of ours who does all our marketing, and she actually went to the barrier draw the other night and had to do it on the tallest building in Sydney where you walk out on a ledge. They had to be handcuffed, and it was quite entertaining watching it. And thankfully for her name's Vicky Leonard, thankfully for Vicky, she drew barrier three. And we thought that was because we're entitled to that because of the three bridges. So
yeah,
couldn't have been better.
So, so I was going to say barrier three. I mean, that I don't profess to know much about horse racing, but usually an inside barrier is the way to go, is it not?
If we had drew a bad barrier, we might have done our money straight away. But they had a stat on that I didn't even realise. She's won six races, five of her six races have been that she's been between barrier two and four, so three
Ooh.
Sounded perfect. So.
Oh, yeah, it could be an omen there. And so tell me also, did she race mainly in New South Wales? And how's it going to go with the, because they go the odd way around up there, don't they?
She actually goes better that way. She's done nearly all the racing up there. We brought her to Melbourne for the Spring Carnival last year, and she ended up winning the Blazer Stakes, which is a Group 2 race. Ironically, sponsored by a very good friend and a client of ours in Peter Murray, when he used to own Blazer, all the clothes stores.
Yep.
So, she has won in Melbourne. She's won two Group 2s. Last time she raced at Randwick, she was half a second outside the track record and she drew barrier 12. So,
wow.
I know a lot of people don't think she's got a chance, but we certainly do.
Well, I tell you what, she's going to be carrying a bit of extra weight because I think all of Central Victoria is going to be on her as well. So the jockey might have to make a bit of room, okay?
Yeah, well, it would be a great thing to know that you know, all the hard work you do, and you can raise, you know, a champion in Country Victoria like it's been done before. So that'd be great.
Absolutely. Peter, we wish you every success. I might have to whip down the tab and put a quiet tenner on myself. So, look, good luck with it. Thanks very much for talking to us today.
Well, I hope I can talk to you, ring you back on Monday and tell you how good it feels.
I hope so. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Good on you, mate.
Thanks very much.
All the very best. Peter Liston, one of the owners of Hort Bonheur. Barrier 3, the Everest, 15 mil. Could you imagine?